Back in 1957, when William Gibson's The Miracle Worker premiered on television, and in 1959, when a stage version opened on Broadway, the piece reintroduced blind and deaf Helen Keller's touching life story to America. Helen's high fever as an infant in the 1880s left her with this challenging impairments. The play and its story has all but disappeared since its initial splash, but Gilbert's resourceful community theater, the Hale Center, has revived it in a smashingly successful production. The company found a trio of fine actors to portray with touching sensitivity and persuasive strength Helen's perceptive teacher, Annie Sullivan, the young girl, and Helen's determined mother, Kate. The male actors aren't as convincing as Helen's easily riled father, Captain Keller, and her insightful brother, James, who realizes what Sullivan intuitively understands. Since the female roles dominate the play, and since emotionally gripping scenes occur between Annie and Helen, the production is a remarkable achievement for one of the Valley's best community theaters. This production of The Miracle Worker is a rare gem. After the play debuted, and with the award-winning 1962 film, Keller's achievement has been credited to Sullivan's unorthodox teaching methods. The pair, initially two strongly battling wills, became inseparable. Helen's family coddled and allowed her to misbehave until they stumbled upon the formerly blind teacher whose tough treatment opened Helen's closed but brilliant mind. Director Deidre Celeste Miranda has used the Gilbert Theater's small square stage to define the confining Keller household. Of the three fine actors, most brilliant is Emily Mooney, who is feisty and opinionated as Annie. Until the moving conclusion, Mooney is unusually harsh on Helen, as she must be. When she opens Helen's mind to the concept of language, Mooney transitions to genuine love of Helen that closes the show with a moving finale. Also perfect is Mooney's Irish brogue, the actress never lets waver. No less impressive is fifth grader Clara Moffat's Helen. She rages around convincing audiences she is the tyrant Helen was, while hinting subtly at Helen's bright mind. Melody Knutson is touchingly real as Helen's conflicted mother. The Hale Center's The Miracle Worker is an effective community theater production. It continues through July 5th and earns 5 stars out of 5. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.